Really don't even understand how that's legal. I know we're not going to really go down this rabbit hole, but you know what? Look, man, it's one thing to have a sponsor. Lord knows we have sponsors. We have gambling. That's fine. But for the entire network to be run by them, that doesn't make sense. Like, I do a podcast where we have a direct contract with FanDuel. They don't run our pod. Mm-hmm. They don't tell us what to talk about. We do what we do. The idea that Tiger Baseball could be on FanDuel TV or whatever it is, like, dude, like, where does it end?
There's a lot of things that you're not going to like. You're really not going to like what I'm about to say. But no, the lines are so blurred now that there are no lines.
I agree with that.
It's just, you know what?
Like, if you listen to a radio show and we do picks, it's one thing. But, like, when I turn on a baseball game, you know what I don't need in the bottom of the fourth? I also don't need these ridiculous interviews where the managers never say anything. But I don't need a check-in on the live same-game parlay that some studio guy put out there. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to watch the game.
Yeah, but it's for all the sports. Yeah, you're right. But the lines are blurred where you don't know what's actually sports, what's news, what's entertainment. It's just one thing, all-encompassing.
Can you read the Alan Haller quotes before I get to the phones? We're having a conversation. If you guys want to talk Lions, Odyssey.com Rewind, we're going to get back into it in the five. We've asked a question about college football. A, what is success for Michigan or Michigan State this year? Is success even available? But the other thing is, if you're less passionate about college football, who's to blame? Who or what is to blame? Now, Rico, you said Alan Haller spoke. We heard Jeremy Otto. Yeah. By the way, shout out Jeremy wearing baseball pants to do his update. Very proud of you.
I did not even see that.
But please, what did Alan Haller have to say? I want to make sure I get this right before I criticize him.
Alan Haller spoke to Tony Paul in Detroit News. Quote, I mean, I'm a fan of a few primetime games, but I'll admit I'm a fan too. You've got people coming from at least a four-hour radius, and it can be very, very long days. It's a challenge. People wonder how much input that I have. I don't have much, if any. And finally, another quote that he said, I do want to play our fair share. However, let's spread it out a little bit, move on to other schools. Basically, MSU is going to play 7 night games. And it kind of goes to what you said, where you were invited to a night game. And he's saying, I get it. People have come from a four-hour radius. You don't want to be headed home at 11:30 at night, knowing three thirty, you're not gonna get home till like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. Not everybody's a psychopath like me and just drive in the middle of the night.
No, but you're fine. Is that like? Look, I think about college football and sports in general. Look, college football's always been to me a way safer space to take a kid to a game than the NFL. NFL fans are animals, but like,
yeah,
you're not.
I'm sorry. Don't know if you saw the Ravens fan who was walking down the street.
I only learned about it after he was fired from his job, and then attached in the article was the video. Yeah, I mean, that's every week at an NFL game.
Yeah, went looking for a Commanders fan and just punched out these two little guys. It was half terrible. His size.
But no, like 7 night games for a team. Like, look, if you are an LSU fan, it is an established tradition at LSU, and it's too damn hot.
Right.
No, you're playing Saturday night in Death Valley.
Yeah.
They have a deal with the networks. Don't you dare put us on at 11 in the morning. We'll do it the week of Thanksgiving. Yeah. That's it.
Because everybody will die.
This is different.
Yeah.
I don't like MSU being on at night. And why? Better games are on. I just come from a world where if you're on at noon, it means you don't matter. I like the noontime slot. 3:30 means this is a damn good game. Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock was a great game. Now, fugazi.
I agree. The night games in college football needs to be something that's earned. It needs to be like Ohio State and Oregon deserve that spot. Looking forward to that all day.
LSU Ole Miss deserve the spot.
MSU does not deserve that spot right now. And I guess the thing is this, Michigan State is limited to 5 night games a season in conference. But that doesn't include the Friday night game, the tradition of playing, you know, Labor Day. And then you have no control over what happens in the non-conference. So the Boston College game was out of their control too, which ends up being 7.
It's ridiculous. But if you're not passionate about college football, is that something? It's all available to you. But it's simple. There's a different vibe this fall. And this isn't the first time that Michigan hasn't been good or the first time that State hasn't been good. There's a different vibe on this show with the conversation about college football, your participation in it, who or what is to blame for your apathy? And it could be your program, not mad at it. Could be the networks. Could be NIL. I don't know. You tell me.
I got something for that.
Let me hear it.
And I think it's indirectly. I don't think that they people realize what it was, but the apathy is the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are so good that you now focus on Sunday. Now focus on Super Bowls, not winning college games, not going to a bowl game, the ultimate bowl game, which is the Super Bowl. For decades, the Lions game was just something that you did on Sunday to kind of either celebrate what happened on Saturday or try to forget about what happened on Saturday. Now, the Lions have taken over. Now, I don't think they planned on this, but because they are so good right now, that's where your main focus is. College has become the JV sport.
I like that. That's actually very good. And people only have so much discretionary time and income to invest in sport. Oh, that's the Lions being good and our college team's not. David, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me get to at least a call. We'll get to ticket text next segment. All right, let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I've been on hold for close to an hour, and you both just said what I wanted to say.
Wow. Sorry,
so
man.
There's only so much bandwidth for caring about your sports teams, and when Michigan is meh, Michigan State is worse, the Lions are partly to blame because fans have a realistic chance of hoping that their rooting is going to pay off in a winner. Success is relative for Michigan State. If they go 6-6, it's a huge success. If Michigan goes 8-4, that's moderate success for them because they'll have beaten four ranked teams. But other than that, the people care about the Lions. They'll watch the other stuff because it's on, but there's only so much room in your head to really give a hoot about sports and football. And this is the year that it's a perfect storm for fans saying, I don't care. Michigan won it last year. No big deal. They can be bad, but you better get a quarterback next year. And for MSU, go to a bowl. That'll make me happy. And play an afternoon game once in a while.
I know. I mean, the night game thing starts to really bug you, Joe, I'll be honest. But I'm not going to make it the biggest problem. But was I excited to watch MSU on a Friday night? No, absolutely not. Am I excited to have my Saturday night taken up by this nonsense? No. It's just getting old. But everyone's doing it, right? I mean, it just feels like, again, the conference sold their soul to the devil. And it's like, why is Michigan State the school paying the biggest price? Why the hell is MSU on at night? Like, that's a good thing.
I was telling Jeremy, maybe their name has just enough of a draw. Team's not great. Don't get me wrong. But the name has enough draw that people know the brand and they're like, oh, it's Michigan State. They're going to end up losing. But yeah, at least Allen is coming out saying, hey, Big Ten, schedule somebody else. We don't want to do this next year. We don't want to be on an 8 o'clock every night.
248-539-9797. We'll get your calls, catch up with ticket text. And we do have an update on Tom Brady. Some interesting things he can't do as a part owner of an NFL team. We'll talk about that as well. 97.1.